Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from creating a space for your dog to chill out in the afternoon or maybe at night time at your home to fixing your furniture after pets have misbehaved, our home squad are here to talk about pet-proofing your home. Jennifer Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and the DIYist, DIY expert, Hayley Burke. Good afternoon to you both.
How are you?
Good. You're both pet owners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Both dogs.
Dogs, three dogs for me.
Right.
Just one little dog for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, top tips for listeners on pet-proofing your house.
Well, it depends when you get the dog, right?
Yes.
So if you're getting a puppy, you need to be prepared for everything that you own to be chewed through at some stage because they're losing their teeth and they just want to chew on everything. So I would, you know, if you have little wooden legs on your sofa, for example, or your furniture, whatever it might be, I'd wrap that in something, you know, just wrap a towel or a sponge or plastic vinyl or something around it until they've stopped teething because everything will be chewed up, and get them chew toys. So just go into, you know, a pet store or whatever it might be. They love something squeaky, so they'll drive you absolutely mad, but it will save your stuff from being chewed. So get something chewy.
Do you like sharing your home with three?
I do. I absolutely love it. I would have more if my partner would allow it, for sure. So, yeah,
so 100%. What's your advice for people, we'll say, getting a new puppy, first of all?
I think just following on from Jennifer there is rewarding good behaviour. So when they do stuff that is good, reward it, and then be sure to try and catch them when they're doing things that are naughty that they shouldn't be doing. You could also get sprays for your furniture, which are really good.
I've heard of these actually.
It acts as a deterrent. They don't like the smell or the taste of it, so they're really useful for puppies.
I imagine you both have like really kind of fancy pet sleeping arrangements in your house, do you? Like, you know, these built-in setups. I see loads of them on TikTok all the time in the look class.
So I love these. I actually don't. What I have is like cute little dog beds just kind of dotted around the place. But my fella, you know, you get a dog and you're like, it's going to be an outside dog. And okay, he's allowed on the couch. And okay, he's allowed upstairs, you know. So anyway, he had little beds dotted around. But what I've seen loads of, and I love to hear listeners, you know, if you've done this, send in pictures. I think this looks amazing. Is when people build in little dog beds. So, you know, a little crate, for example, underneath the side table in a living room, and your dog can come out with you and be near you.
Yeah.
Or, and I know you have this, is a dog bed underneath the stairs.
Tell me
a little
about
kennel
this.
Underneath the stairs.
So we turned the understairs completely into a dog house. I call it the pooch pad.
You have to show me photographs. So this is under the stairs in your house.
It's under the stairs.
So in my house it's a bar, but it's a pooch pad in your house. Go on, tell us.
It has a window for the dogs so they can look out, and then it has a human door and a little doggy door so we can get in obviously to clean and that. And they can come in and out. So it's open for them to come in and out, but it's got like dog wallpaper, they've got a dog gallery wall.
Oh
like
my
it's
God,
totally
this is
ridiculous.
Amazing.
It's
adorable.
So OTT. But they love it. So they are so used to it that they will play in there, sleep in there during the day. And then every night, the three of them sleep in there together. So we know they're safe. We know where they are.
Yeah.
We know they're not running around downstairs. It's the full size of like
the stairs
underneath the stairs. Yeah. Like, you know, you get in, you could walk.
You can stand up in it.
Yeah.
You can, okay.
Yeah.
But, now, helpful maybe for listeners to understand the scale of your dogs that we're talking about here, right?
So I have a Weimaraner. So she's pretty big.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds big.
It is my size, approximately.
They are pretty
huge.
Big. And two Dachshunds. So two smallies.
Oh, what?
And
they're
big.
Yeah.
So they're very cute. I love them.
So they have a pooch pad. You definitely get me some photographs. Let's see this. Right. Listener questions on this. 087 1400 106 if you have a question for Jennifer Sheehan and Hayley Burke and their pooch pads. Are there any types of rugs that don't store dog hair? All of ours are ruined at the moment. It doesn't matter how often I hoover them.
Go for short pile. So if you're looking for rugs, you can buy a deep pile or you can buy a short pile. And always look for a short pile. Something that's made from like a microfiber is going to work, and something that doesn't have a looped thread on it.
Yeah.
So for example, you know, maybe it's a flat kind of a rattan material or something like that would be really, really good. But if you buy anything that has a looped weave on it or, you know, a loop stitch on it, that's really going to trap hairs and it's going to be really hard to get them out.
Okay, so that's what you need to go for.
Something I think that's washable as well. There's so many robes now that you can just throw into your washing machine.
And especially
really handy.
Those big outdoor, you know, washer dryers that you see at petrol stations and stuff. I always see people doing that. Listener, this is a DIY question. How do I put up a stairgate without ruining the wall? We have a puppy that keeps going upstairs even though he knows he's not allowed.
So I would put furniture protectors. That's what we did. We put the, you know, the furniture protectors that you'd put under tables and chairs and that.
Like little felt pads.
Yeah.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah. Just between the wall and between the actual stairgate. So that would be the approach that I would take.
For that.
And you can get ones that are tension mounted as well. So they're like telescopic poles that push against the walls instead of having to drill a hole into the wall. If your dog isn't too strong, that'll be enough to keep them out.
We want to build an outdoor run for our rabbit. This sounds great. We've looked to buy one, but they're actually quite pricey. So I'm thinking about starting to make my own. Thoughts?
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
What do they need?
I would totally be into that.
Rabbits, are this, I have no idea. I've never had rabbits, but they're into digging, aren't they? Like they dig little rabbit tunnels. So do you need to dig down? Do you need to dig your fencing down?
Could you do like sand pits and you've use wood to do ramps and tyres and things like that?
Well,
I don't know. I've never had a rabbit.
In my head, I'm thinking that a rabbit run would be a sort of a caged in thing.
Okay.
Sorry, maybe I've made that up.
It would have to be, because again, they dig tunnels, don't they? Yeah. Rabbit tunnels, morons. So yeah, it would probably have to be some house thing. Maybe you just lay down some nice decking even, for example, and then you make sure that you have something non-slip on that and you have something wrapped around. But they need to be protected, don't they, from foxes, even from seagulls if you're living in Dublin.
They can
swoop for a little small on.
Here's one specifically for you, Hayley. Any suggestions on how I can build this under the stairs pooch pad for somewhere to put my dog's bed? We were hoping to get something built in.
So yes, I would start with a frame, kind of using maybe 2x2 timber, and build the actual frame first. And then on the front, what we did, we used shiplap boards then on the front, and the same for the door. That was the approach we took.
So that means that's for the actual the bed part for the dog.
Oh, sorry.
Is it? Am I reading that right? Yeah, maybe. I think they're talking about wanting. Sorry, it's to put. No, you're right. It's to put the dog's bed. So that's for the area you're talking about, creating the space.
Yes.
And then put in a dog's bed.
So we put in, we had a couch that we got rid of. So we kept the cushions, put them on the ground, and then they have like a duvet and pillows and stuff like that.
Amazing.
There's a good company called Foam to Home. So foam and then the number two and then home. And they make those kind of foam inserts that you could get made for your couches or your cushions or anything like that, but make it to measure. So maybe, listener, you could measure out the space that you have left underneath there and then get that sent out and then wrap it up in fabric.
Yeah.
That might help out. Our wooden floors are destroyed with dogs running on them. Anything we can do to repair them, or is it a lost cause?
You can definitely sand wooden floors. You know, the problem with pets is that they have paws and claws. And if you have a material like wood, it is just going to get scratched. That's kind of, there's not much you can do about it. Of course, you can make sure that your dog's paws are trimmed. So get them to the groomers pretty regularly, or you can buy at home trimming kits. Just make sure they don't have black paws, because you can't see the little vein through their little paws and it could be dangerous. But so trim the claws, and then you might just be looking at sanding your floors every now and then. Or if you're open to it, maybe just throw down a temporary surface in the areas where your dogs are running around in. So that could be, you know, like a kitchen runner or just nice rugs even, or something like that, so that they're not scratching it.
Even something like a type of oil, rub oil into the scratch, that'll often kind of leave it overnight and that will take it out.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
And any particular brands you'd recommend?
I've used olive oil, almond oil,
that
stuff that you have at home. Yeah.
Right. Listener says, we want to put a cat flap in, but we've got a PVC door. Is that a no-no?
So I looked into this because I really want to do this in my back windows. No, you can put them in, and you can get really good ones that have a sensor on them. So your pet will have a microchip, and that microchip has an RFID
in it.
And you can set your cat flap so that it only opens when your pet's microchip comes near it. So it's nice and safe. They can be installed in PVC doors. I've seen that done. And even in glass. Yeah,
you can still install them.
Cornell's Cork Glass.
Is there a company
in Galway
that does that?
Cornell's Cork Glass out in County Dublin.
Okay.
We'll do it in glass for you.
This listener has, they're wondering, guinea pigs. I want to build an outdoor area for my guinea pig, but I'm worried that there's a lot of roaming cats in the estate. So how can we make sure that it's safe? This is a building, I think, DIY question.
I think you'd have to build it in completely in.
Like nearly an enclosed kind of space. Or something like.
100%. Yeah, I don't know if I'd let the guinea pig out without it being fully covered.
What would you use for that?
I use wood for everything.
Yeah, material wise.
Buy even maybe something like a little chicken hut or a dog house or something, and then cover that in chicken wire, like anything that's accessible.
Yeah.
Cover that in a mesh chicken wire and start from there.
Yeah. Might help out. Mm-hmm. Are pets uncomfortable in tiled floors? Listeners wondering.
No. Well, mine definitely aren't. No.
They're okay on tiled floors, yeah. Yeah. We've a dog in the house at the moment. Are carpets a no?
I don't think carpets are that different to having wooden floors. Your dog is going to shed the exact same amount of hair whether you've got wooden floors or carpet. You have to hoover carpet, you have to sweep floors. So like we went from carpet to wooden floors and people were kind of like, oh, all the dog hair. It's the same amount of dog hair in my mind.
Yeah, so. Ryan, it's just more the cleaning of it. Well, on the cleaning, this texter's wondering about how do you get the smell of dog out of the furniture. He's not supposed to be on it, but he does sneak up during the night.
Dr. Beckman's cleaner.
What is that?
Dr. Beckman's is some kind of magic formula. It's amazing. You'll get it in, you know, Woody's or Expert Hardware, any of your DIY shops. And you'll notice the bottle. It's a white bottle with a blue label and it has a little scrubber sponge at the top of it.
Sponge is brilliant.
The sponge
isn't it?
Is amazing. Yeah. It's incredible. And it is specifically designed for pet smells. So you know, they have carpet cleaner, they have fabric cleaner, but look for the one specifically that has a pet. It's for pets. And I have put it on every fabric that I own because, you know, I've had dogs for years and they've peed on everything that I've ever had.
Yeah.
And so you rub it in and you foam it up and you let it dry and you hoover it off and the smell is gone.
It's gone.
Incredible. Yeah.
Simple.
Really.
Give us the name again.
Dr. Beckman's.
There you go.
Febreze do one as well. Febreze is really good.
Do they?
They have a pet one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Gets rid of the smell. As always, my thanks to the DIYist Hayley Burke and Jennifer Sheehan, former winner of Home of the Year and Irish Examiner columnist. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.